Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Welcome, folks, to Ray Program, beginning an hour of money power, helping you to make better money moves. A lot on the docket today, common portfolio misconceptions. One is that you can actually figure out what's happening with your portfolio near term. No one can. As I was driving around town yesterday, I actually heard two portfolio managers. They were on a program. I think this was on Sirius XM or whatever. I don't need to out them. One of them I even know. One of the portfolio managers I even know. And we got talking. They got talking. I always put myself into their own conversation. I go, no! No, you guys are freaking crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. So one guy is saying, well, the market's going to go up from here, but then before 2 months before the election, it's going to crash. What? Are you serious?
Are you
actually saying that? And the other guy said, well, I've been bearish for the last 18 months, but now that the market's at record highs, I'm beginning to get more bullish. This is a dodge. They have no clue what they're talking about. None. None whatsoever.
You idiot.
If you've been bearish for the last 18 months, where'd you put the money? What did you do with it? You put it in cash and you charged your clients 1.5% to make 0.2%? Come on. You didn't really move their money out of the market and into cash because you have been bearish. Who are you? Well, can you look into the future? Are you Karnak? Did you hold a little envelope up to your head and say, yes, I can see for the next 18 months I'm going to be bearish. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. They don't know. And the truth is, I don't know. Peter Lynch doesn't know. No one knows. And so therefore, it's why I have focused my entire life when I was a financial advisor on strategy first solution. If you have the right strategy in place, then you don't have to listen to these bozos. You don't have to play the timing game. I read another article this morning. Jim, by the way, Jim Stewart's here with me. And the guy was saying, well, you have to watch it very carefully and get out at opportune times. The guy yesterday on the radio said, you got to buy these dips and then know when to get out. Okay, are you going to tell them when to get out? Because I have yet to find one person on the planet that can consistently do that. Jim Cramer. Oh, yeah?
Can't do it.
Can do it. His track record, not good. Not good. The CXO Advisory used to do this, you know, this guru grades. They quit doing it a few years ago because what they determined is after looking at the gurus for the last 20, 30 years, they determined that basically none of them could consistently make the right calls on the market. That makes sense because no one can consistently figure out what this whack job Kim Jong-un is going to do. He's got, you know, submarines now that are shooting ballistic missiles into the air. Of course, they're only going about 10 feet, and then they're blowing up like that. But who knows? He's got the Iranians helping him and the Russians. Who knows what's going on? So you're gonna try to forecast? I can assure you, if a nuclear bomb went off somewhere in the world, the stock market's going to crash. And so what are we going to do? Take all our money out of the market and wait for that to happen and then jump back in? That's ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, I put economic predictions like that in the same pew with weather predictions. It's going to rain 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, of course, in San Diego, they're a lot more accurate because the weather is pretty consistent every day. But when I used to live in Philadelphia, everybody turns the weather report on every morning to see what's going to happen. If you have the summertime, it's barbecue, but you never know when it's going to rain. You could invite everybody over and you get this big thunderstorm and they're all sitting in your little house. We're a little more fortunate than that in San Diego because, you know, it's 70 degrees like 364 days a year. I'll come back to that perhaps. So let's start with Alicia Munell, examine six ways to boost retirement savings. Alicia Munell is weighs in on the Bipartisan Policy Center. This is the Boston Research Center, wherever she's from. There is no way this is bipartisan. I'm sorry. She's a left-wing wacko. But very smart, very, very smart. And she has some good ideas. I'm being unkind to her. She's a very, very smart person. But I take issue with some of this stuff. Number one, she says, improve access to workplace retirement savings plans. I talked about this the other day. Okay, you want to improve access. So they're discussing giving companies tax credits for setting up a plan and all that stuff. You know, I guess I'm all right with that. But education. Why is it number one on the list? Let's educate, starting it in grade school, and teach kids what are IRAs and a 401k? How do they work? What are the tax treatments? What are tax rates? What are marginal tax rates? How do they work? The kids come out of school, they don't know this stuff. And then we throw them into a career at McDonald's or whatever, because those are the only jobs that are being, I shouldn't really do that. We had, you know, 300,000 jobs almost created last month. I'm sure a couple of them were good. Improve access to workplace retirement savings plans. Okay, great. That's not going to solve the problem. Everybody has access to an IRA. So they don't need their company to do a payroll deduction when they can have a payroll deduction taken right from their checking account and it goes into an IRA or a Roth. We've got ways to save money. So we don't need anything new. We just need to teach people about the old stuff. Number two, promote personal savings for short-term needs and preserve retirement savings for older age. That's education. Don't be an idiot. Don't take money you'll need short-term and invest it long-term, and don't take money you're going to need long-term and invest it short-term. There you go. Let's have a class on that. Short-term money versus long-term money. Short-term defines emergency needs, spending accounts, and so forth. Early on in my career, I created what I thought were three piggy banks. And this was going to be my invention because it was so brilliant and genius. And the first little bank was going to be for your tithing because we all need to tithe to take care of those that are less fortunate than us. Some will dispute that, but if you do, you're kind of an idiot anyway. We need to do that. The social programs can't do it alone. You want to pay a 90% tax like we did for about 40 years in this country? Be my guest, but I don't. So I had the tithing. It was a piggy bank then that turned into a bucket, and then I didn't do it, and I'll explain why in a second. And then there was the spending needs, which was really like the short-term piggy bank. And then there was the long-term piggy bank, and never the twain shall meet. You scraped your 10% tithe or whatever you're comfortable tithing off the top, and that was money you didn't even look at. You donated it to charity, right? Or you took care of people in the neighborhood or whatever you did with the tithing money. The short-term money you spent, the long-term money you didn't touch. And then I determined that somebody had beat me to it, Jim. There was a company out of Colorado that had done, I don't know what they had done with it since, but they had these beautiful piggy banks already designed, and it was almost identical to what I dreamed up. Anyway, promote personal savings for short. Of course, that's called education too. Number three, reduce the risk of outliving savings. That just means introducing annuities into 401k plans. That's education too. Educating people, because what they see on television are advertisements saying annuities are bad. What they see from their money managers and portfolio managers, oh, annuities are bad. God forbid you should pay Jim Stewart a commission to sell you one of these things, because you're going to tie your money up and it's going to be illiquid, and you know you're going to die too soon, and all of that's BS. Because I've got at least 20 academic studies from you name the university anywhere in the world, because they've all done them, and unanimously, the finance professors and the economists agree unanimously. I don't know of one that disagrees. They agree that annuitizing a certain percentage of your retirement wealth is not only a good thing to do, it's the best thing you can do. So, education. Number four, facilitate the use of home equity for retirement consumption. That's called a reverse mortgage. And people need to be educated about reverse mortgages, because they can be a very effective retirement planning tool. Improve financial capability among Americans. That's called educating Americans. And then finally, strengthen Social Security's finances and modernize the program. Okay, I'll give her that one. We'll be back. Don't go away. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
What do you say you meet me down on
the high? Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 833.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Tipsy toe. Walking the Dog, are you kidding me? That goes back to like 1958. Nice song selection, boys. Welcome back, folks. The Ray Program, along with Jim Stewart, Certified Financial Planner. We're talking about portfolio misconceptions. So I said yesterday to Jim, I want to talk about portfolio, common portfolio misconceptions. So what does he do? He comes back and he shoots me an article entitled Common Portfolio Misconceptions. Very well done, Jim. Very well done. Thank you very much. That's for Jim. This is from Cutter Financial Group. I will tackle a few of these misconceptions here on the air, and there are a lot of them. I don't know how many I can get through, but let's see what Cutter had to say about it. This fellow, Mr. Cutter, I guess. Lately, he says, I've met a slew of folks all wanting to have the same old discussions about asset allocation strategies, historical performance, top mutual fund managers, price-to-earnings ratios, or whatever else their brokers deem to be the hot topic of the day in the shark-infested shallows of the stock market noise. Wish I could write like that. I would be writing far more books. I used to have a ghostwriter, and I would write a really stupid paragraph, and then my partner, Dale, would make it beautiful and eloquent, which is why I quit writing books after the first three, because Dale died. Right. He had a heart attack, and then he went in for surgery, and he never came out. Well, he came out, but he came out dead. And I haven't found anybody as good as Dale, man. I wish the guy were
better. He was good.
A terrific guy. Yeah, you knew Dale.
Yes.
Anyway, so he's talking about stuff that we have discussed, asset allocation strategies. Okay, asset allocation and diversification is important, but it's less important than a lot of people think if you adopt the strategy of having a safe bucket of money from which to derive your income. Remember, I was just talking about my little piggy banks that I dreamed up when I was 25 years old and first in the securities business, or however old I was, I don't know. It was in my 20s, and it was going to have, you know, the tithing bucket in the short term piggy bank and the long term piggy bank. If you just adopted that strategy, then asset allocation would be less important because you could simply buy the Standard & Poor's 500, the 500 big companies in the U.S., and forget about it. I mean, all the studies are done based on the S&P 500, and it has averaged a near double-digit rate of return historically. So as long as you got money to spend when you need it to spend. Now, having said that, we've also discussed on this program how asset allocation, proper asset allocation, can actually enhance your rate of return, and how a good advisor who meets with you and does some kind of a small cap tilt to the portfolio can add 1 or 2% per year to your overall rate of return. So while it's good and it's nice to have, it's not the most important thing. Diversifying your assets, yes, that is important. But nitpicking the diversification can enhance the performance or detract from the performance, depending on whether you're trying to manage risk or increase the rate of return. What's interesting about asset allocation and diversification is sometimes you add a riskier asset like small cap, and when combined with the other asset classes, the actual risk in the portfolio goes down, not up. I know it's counterintuitive, isn't it? You add a risky asset, you would think the portfolio would get riskier. Many times that's not the case. Many times it's not the case because you're more diversified. I call it the zig and the zag concept. When one asset class may be zigging, the other one may be zagging. And that's actually a good thing. That's actually a good thing. Okay, let's see. What else did he say here? Historical performance, focusing on historical performance. We talked about this yesterday. And all the studies that Dr. Fowle has done on historical performance. And if you are banking your financial future on expectations that were that existed while the U.S. was developing over the last 100 years and industrializing and the technology revolution and all that stuff, where bonds earned 5% and stocks did 10%. If you're expecting that in the future, stocks did that 10% with an average P/E ratio of around, I don't know, 15, 16. They're somewhere, depending on whether you're looking at this year's earnings or next year's forecasted earnings, between 18 and 23. So stocks on a relative basis, and they still can go up from here, don't get me wrong, because I don't do market timing. I'm just giving you the facts. Stocks are trading at high valuations, and bonds are trading at high valuations, meaning their yields have come down substantially. And so if you built your expectation around 5% bonds, let me ask you this. How do you get there from here? You're going to go from 1.5 to 4 or 5? Not very easily and not painlessly in the bond market. So no, he's right here. Looking at historical performance makes very little sense because you cannot measure the future by the past. In particular, when you have these high valuations, what you can do is look at the research that says the 15 years following the kind of valuations we have right now usually produce fairly dismal stock market results, about 400 basis points lower results. We learned that from Fowle. We learned that from the McKinsey study. We learned that from Shiller. All of that has been out for years now. So historical performance. So what does this mean to most investors to dissect this? Well, it means you need, especially today, when you got bonds with record low yields and stocks trading at record high returns, it means you need product diversification. That's right. You need, remember I was talking about zigging and zagging? Well, what's wrong with having some other vehicles that may not zig or zag at all? An annuity, for example. It's guaranteed. Got some big insurance company standing by. Oh, don't give me that baloney. You can't trust the insurance companies. That is garbage. In all of my years of doing this, and it's been a lot, I have not seen one insurance company fail to make an annuity payment or pay a death claim. And the reason is simple. The insurance companies aren't going to let themselves do that. Even if it's a weak insurance company, the state departments of insurance come in and say, hey, Prudential, Metropolitan, come on over here. Northwestern Mutual, buy up these little dinky companies, will you? And honor their commitments. And they all do it because they want to keep their ability to, you know, sell their products in the state that they're registered in. Not to mention the fact that, yeah, you may not get the same interest rate. If some stupid company offered you 8% in a 3% world, they're, you know, that's bogus and they're going to go out of business. But maybe you'll get 2%. Well, you still get all your money back. I haven't seen anybody lose money. Although I did have one phone call about 10, 15 years ago where somebody said, well, I did lose money. I can't confirm or deny. We'll come back with more misconceptions about your money right here on the Ray Lucia Show. So make sure you stick around. In fact, during the commercial break, listen to the commercial. Take your radio with you wherever you go. But call your friends and neighbors and say, you need to be tuned in to the Ray program. Okay, we'll be back. Don't go away.
He finds a new target every night, and he sure does practice a lot.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Here's George Foreman with Invent Health.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at Invent Help.
Call Invent Help today for free information. Invent Help has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. Invent Help can and submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Not often you hear Jim Stewart singing Blueberry Hill. Dating yourself and myself, too. Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program. We're talking about portfolio misconceptions and the fact that, you know, we've got markets trading at record highs. I still think there's room for the markets to go up. Jeremy Siegel wrote a piece, I think it was in Kiplinger or Barron's or somewhere the other day. He says he sees 15% returns. Well, you know what I try to get away from? Seeing where the market's going to go. Because when you start doing that, if you're right, you get this inflated view of how good you are at forecasting the market. And when you're wrong, you forget very quickly that you're an idiot. So the fact is, when we've been discussing common portfolio misconceptions, we were talking about asset allocation strategies and markets high and bonds are low and et cetera, et cetera. And I said before the break, what we really need to focus on, sure, diversify and all that stuff, but diversification beyond stocks, bonds, and cash. You must diversify beyond stocks, bonds, and cash. Turn off your TV set, because the bozo that they hired to do these annuity commercials that are so bad is flat wrong. As I said before, I can show you 20 academic studies that refute that. So some guy on TV says don't do it. And then you got to ask yourself the question, okay, finance professors from all around the world says you should do it. It should become part and parcel of your plan. And a guy on TV says don't do it, but give me your money because I want to charge you 1% or 2% to manage it. And I can tell you, I know the manager, brilliant guy, no question about it. Very, very smart guy. But he's in the business of trying to make the most money. He's not in the strategy business. So if you want to use that guy to manage that which you want to allocate to the stock market, God bless you. He's probably as qualified as anybody. But he's trying to make strategy decisions for you, and that's wrong, because he's not doing a strategy. Putting money into a portfolio is not a strategy. Investing money in stocks and bonds is not a strategy. Those are investments. So I'm saying you need product diversification. Now, as part of that product diversification, you need to go, in my opinion, beyond annuities. Now, Jim Stewart, you are a real estate guy, right? You're like real estate poor, is that right? Or cash rich, or how does the saying go?
Real estate rich and cash poor.
Yeah, real estate rich and cash poor.
Which means from the cash flow on every single property is there's a certain amount of principal pay down. So that means that's the equity that I'm earning in that property. Now, all that does is go from the left pocket to the right pocket. So I increase equity, but I don't have that to spend in ready cash.
Okay, so you're bringing up an interesting point, because one of the great things about what you just said is most of us need a way to force us to save money. So if you had all that cash flow, you'd probably spend it, wouldn't you?
Probably.
So you were talking during the break, you're collecting, you know, $2,500 a month rent on one of your, well, you know, you're paying down $2,500 a month in principal, is that right?
Yes.
That's $30,000 a year you're saving. I mean, that's after-tax money.
That's right.
That's really, really good.
And that doesn't even count the growth.
And it doesn't count the appreciation. So, and this is why I say, if you have product diversification, now you got to know what you're doing. You need to be a smart guy like Jim to figure out how to do this. Now, I would hire a property manager, because I can't fix nothing around the house. I mean, see the scar on my hand? That was from a drill. I'm holding something, drilling it. I'm a young kid. And I'm like, I can do this. I can drill a hole. Slipped on the wood, drill right through the web of my hand, right?
It happens.
You'll have the scar. It happens, but you don't want me anywhere near a house. So what do you have to pay for property management? 6-8%?
Usually. It varies across the country, but we've been managing our properties ourselves. We own our own property management company.
You own your own property management company. So, but you're a fix-it guy. I mean, the toilet breaks down, you actually go in and fix it, right? I don't fix anything. I'm ridiculous when it comes to fixing anything. So, but I would still hire a property manager, but for a totally different reason, and that's liability. Because here's the thing. When you manage your own property and something goes wrong, like there's asbestos or somebody electrocutes themselves and you did the electrical work, you're putting yourself at risk, even if the property is in an LLC. I learned that the hard way. I mean, I didn't learn it, but one of my former real estate partners, do you remember the Northridge earthquake? Remember
yes.
that earthquake? It was horrible.
Pretty serious.
Very serious. There was an apartment building in Northridge that collapsed and people died. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
My partner owned that property. He owned that property. And he was a builder. It was one of his investments. It was all up to spec. But you know what? When people die, everybody's looking for someone to nail.
Deep pocket.
Deep pocket. And he went from being worth tens of millions of dollars to bankrupt over that one deal. Even though when he bought the property, it was all built to spec, but 10, 15, 20 years later, they determined that there was some flaws in the engineering or whatever. And even though it was totally legal when he bought it, they still had to blame somebody, and they blamed him, and that the rest is history. Eddie Saunders, a great guy, died. One of my real estate partners for a number of years. His son, Brad, is a former partner of mine as well, lives in Las Vegas. Good guy. So that would just be my little tidbit of advice to my CFP buddy. It's very, very hard when you are the person that are doing the work. So even though you're managing your own property, when it comes to electrical, hire an electrician. When it comes to something that, you know, like mold, and, you know, you hire the Serve Pro guys or whoever it is that comes out
right.
and gets rid of the mold and then certifies that the mold is not there because you don't want somebody coming back and suing you. There's a little tidbit of information. We're talking about product diversification. And real estate happens to be one of those asset classes that's like the gift that keeps on giving because of exactly what Jim said. And with interest rates as low as they are today, why not? Now, you've got to be careful today because interest rates low also means that property values have been driven up to, you know, astronomical heights. So we're getting very near bubblicious. But there's lots of different ways that you can research. I mean, Zillow's got good information online. There's tons of information that you can get online to evaluate certain areas. But my advice to you, having spent a lot of years in real estate myself, and you and I, Jim, were talking about this yesterday. I always like to go back and look at how much the successful investors had to reduce rents during a crisis and for how long they had to reduce rents. And then you have to have a stash of cash. You brought this up yesterday, James. Then you need to have a stash of cash to help subsidize those rents for however long it may take in order for the rents to go back up. Now, my partners and I owned a bunch of self-storage units. We bought them at a 7 cap, which is good. That means we're getting a yield of 7%. With financing, we might have gotten 8% out of them with positive leverage. So you're putting 8% in your pocket. Then the market crashed. Remember the market crash in 2007, 2008, 2009 in that area? And all of a sudden, our self-storage units went down, 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 down. Occupancy dropped from 95% to like 75%.
No!
And all of a sudden, we went from an 8% or a 7% yield to a 2 or 3% yield.
No!
Now that hurt because our income went down, but it didn't kill us. Individuals that didn't do their homework, who had to rely on that income, who overpaid for the property, are the ones that get totally hosed on that deal. Because when real estate values go down, and you have a loan, most commercial loans are not 30-year fixed rates. For houses, if you buy less than like four houses, you can still get that. But usually they're like 10-year balloons. So here's what happened in the crash of 2008 when the real estate market went down 40%. If you had an 80% loan-to-value property and the loan came due, you lost everything. You lost all your equity. You lost your income. You lost everything.
No.
Because the bank says, well, wait a minute. You owe us this $1 million, and your property's only worth $800,000. We're going to foreclose on it. And that's what they did. And the banks hold them for the next few years, and then they sell them for $1 million, too, when the market comes back. So you need to have enough down payment, and you need to hire a property manager where appropriate, and you need to make sure that you can hang on for dear life during a recession. That is good product diversification. So now you've got stocks, bonds, cash, annuities, and alternatives. There's one other thing that I'll tell you about when we come back. So don't go away. This is, of course, the Ray Lucia Show, where I and my pal Jim and others help you to make better money moves. Email me, raylucia.com. We'll get to some emails on the other side. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll be back.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Portfolio diversification, many misconceptions of portfolio management. And when I talked about portfolio diversification, I also discussed product diversification. One of the more critical elements of really doing proper financial planning. Many times I've addressed on this program what financial advisors can do for you to earn their fees. And one of those is making sure you have portfolio diversification. And some of that deals with things like real estate and alternative investment strategies that may not zig when stocks are zigging, but will be zagging when the stocks are going one way. Real estate may be going the other way. And the other thing we just talked about is how real estate is not a stock and it's not a bond, but it could be somewhere in between the two. Because stocks, you usually get 2% in dividends and a 6% return, if you will, from the appreciation in the price of the stock. With real estate, it's pretty much the exact opposite. You might get 6% from the dividend or the income, and 2 or 3% from the appreciation. But then there's the one added equity buildup by using other people's money to pay down the mortgage. So there's three ways you potentially make money. But you do need to know your stuff. I'm sorry, Jim.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, you know, one of the things we should probably address in one of the future shows is potentially the difference between asset diversification and the use of non-correlated assets. The two of them really have different meanings.
Well, they do, and it's. And I think I brought up an example, and it was on this hour or the last hour, of how adding small cap to the portfolio mix actually enhances your return. But because of the correlation coefficients, you may or may not necessarily increase the risk, even though you added a risky asset class. Likewise with REITs. In a portfolio. Ibbotson tells us when you add real estate investment trusts, not only do you increase the rate of return, you decrease the risk. However, we can look back in history and REITs have been extremely volatile in down markets, more so than even the S&P. So yeah, that is a very good topic for another show. But I left the last seg, the C block as it's called, with one other thought. And that is using reverse mortgages as a portfolio diversifier. You brought up something a little while ago. You said when you were buying all these houses, you built your real estate empire. you had a $500,000 line of credit, and that gave you the ability to go out and buy a house, even if you needed to pay cash for it, time to finance it, replenish the line of credit. If a tenant moved out, you needed a new refrigerator, you always had cash. Well, today, just about all of us that are our age can have that line of credit in the form of a reverse mortgage. And a lot of people, myself included, I remember being on CNBC, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, and they talked about reverse mortgages. Oh, you got to be real careful, because they weren't regulated back then the way they are today. Today, they're a very safe instrument. You're not going to lose, you know, your home. They're not going to kick you out of your home as long as you keep it up, as long as you pay the property taxes and maintain it. That home is yours forever. And the line of credit, unlike most personal lines in 2008, which got cut, every year that line of credit potentially goes higher. You have more access to your capital. And Dr. Fowle did a study on that one not too long ago that said strategically using a reverse mortgage enhanced the retirement scheme quite considerably. So now we talk about stocks, bonds, cash, annuities, a lot of different forms of annuities, from longevity insurance to index annuities to life annuities to variable annuities. Your advisor will help you with that. To real estate, and a form of real estate, a form of cash, a form of annuity is a reverse mortgage. So there you have it. Portfolio misconceptions, retirement planning misconceptions. Shall we do an email or two?
Go
hit
for
it, boys. A long one. Mary in St. Louis. I turned age 70 and a half this year, and I'm expecting to take a lump sum distribution of my 401k, transferring it to an IRA, except for employer stock. The stock will be placed in kind into a taxable account. Can the cost basis of the stock, which is taxable immediately, be used to satisfy the RMD for both this year and next year if the lump sum distribution occurs next year before April 1? Okay. Now, anytime you take a lump sum distribution, that would satisfy a required minimum distribution, but for only in the year in which you take the lump sum. So because you take a massive amount in company stock, and I know why she's doing that, I'll come back to that. But if you take it in 2016, that's your age 70 and a half distribution, you'll have a 2017 distribution that's required. So unless you take a lump sum of the stock in 2016 and another lump sum of the stock in 2017, both of those would qualify for the required minimum distribution. Now, why is she doing this? Why is she rolling over her non-company stock assets to an IRA and taking the lump sum of company stock all at once and not spreading it out? Well, if you take a lump sum distribution of your company stock, you will pay tax on that company stock. Let's say you worked at Home Depot or whatever, or Chevron or some oil company, and you invested over time $100,000. That's your basis. And the stock, because you've been there for 25 years, worth $500,000. You can actually take a distribution of your basis in the stock, as long as you take it in lump sum as a rollover of the whole sum. But the company stock you put in your brokerage account in kind. So now you have Texaco stock or Chevron stock or whatever stock in your brokerage account. Sure, that's a lump sum distribution. That qualifies for required minimum distribution. You'll pay tax in this example on $100,000, not $500,000. And then you've got $400,000 of gain. If she's in the 15% tax bracket, she can liquidate that stock, and the gain, she liquidates it over time, and the gain could be taxed at a 0% tax rate. Mary in St. Louis is really a smart woman.
Congratulations, Mary. Hey, thanks for tuning in, folks. God bless you all. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.